Kim, let's take a moment. Being the veterinarian for Cooper Farms, how has your life changed here recently, especially in light of avian influenza?
I think the avian influenza break, especially out in the central part of the country, and overall, I've been in practice 42 years. It is the biggest major disease thing that I've ever seen. It's the scariest.
So what's changed now?
A lot of things have changed. You know, we're constantly working on biosecurity. Before the disease thing started, we had a lot of good biosecurity, but we've improved it, and we've tried to instill that ownership in our farmers that raise turkeys and pigs for us, how important biosecurity is, and we've tried to ensure ownership, and not only them, but as well as the team members.
Is there anything in particular that you've really emphasized from a biosecurity standpoint?
One of the most important things about biosecurity that we've worked on, we've been working on this for a year, even before the avian influenza came in, was having designated boots and clothing and hand sanitation for in the barns. That means when you step into the barn, they have entrance rooms, you change shoes or boots at that point, you put on coveralls or change your clothing, and you either use hand sanitizer or you wash your hands. And not only when entering the barn on the hands, but also on leaving. Hands and feet are the biggest spreaders of disease from people.
Do growers understand all of this necessary steps?
I think initially it took a while to get it in. When this influenza hit, they understood it, because especially the folks that have got a lot of payments to make on their facilities, and they're very nervous because they understand, you know, that if influenza gets into this area, it's going to be trouble for quite a while. It's not going to be just one flock. It's going to be a long time till they maybe be able to get back in production and start generating cash flow again.
So, Tim, as someone that is involved in the industry, are you comfortable with the steps that the state of Ohio has been taking when it comes to addressing avian influenza?
I think the state's done a great job. They've done really good as far as getting our diagnostics done. That's really important. If we get influenza, to get a diagnosis immediately when you're suspicious of something going on. And they've done a great job. The lab has done a great job. Dr. Forshee's a great guy to work with. He's a common sense veterinarian. He comes out of practice, and he's an excellent guy to work with.
State made the right move in banning poultry shows?
I know it was a tough move for them. My kids were involved in 4-H, you know, and I enjoyed it when they were doing it at that time. And I know it was a tough move, but it not only protects them, but it protects everybody involved in the industry, because this thing would have a trickle-down effect if it got into an area.
Tim, I appreciate you taking a few minutes with us, and gosh, we'll keep our fingers crossed that this stays out of Ohio.
Yeah, we've got to pray that it stays out of here, and we've got to pray for the folks that have got it out in Iowa and Minnesota, because they are really undergoing some extreme conditions, not only with the loss of their animals, but with the moral deprivation that it does to the people, how it really, it's hard on the folks, too. It really hurts them.
Tim, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.